As the new administration takes shape, President-elect George W. Bush will have to grapple with the issue that threatened to derail his primary campaign last winter, reform of the campaign finance laws. Arizona Senator John McCain rode the issue to victory in the New Hampshire primary. Now McCain promises to bring up the reform bill the first chance he gets, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
This is a subject the Bush administration would rather not deal with at all, and certainly not while they're still hanging pictures and arranging the furniture. Only rarely did Bush bring up campaign finance reform while he was campaigning. One big exception was after the New Hampshire primary. McCain won that contest. The reform issue was catching fire all across the political spectrum. And Bush, campaigning in South Carolina, started calling himself a reformer with results.
We have a big dispute on this, and I want to explain the differences in the dispute. I believe that campaign funding reform should happen. But I am not going to accept a plan that is not complete and fair campaign funding reform.
So what is complete and fair? Bush and McCain disagree mainly on two points. The first has to do with soft money, the unregulated contributions to party committees from corporations, unions, and rich individuals. The flow of soft money doubled from the last presidential election to this one to almost $500 million. McCain and his Democratic co-sponsor, Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, would prohibit soft money in campaigns for federal office. Bush agrees on a ban on corporate and union soft money, but he's said the wealthy ought to be free to give as much as they want. The second point of conflict involves politicking by organized labor. Republicans call this paycheck protection, the idea being that union dues coming out of workers' paychecks should be protected from use for political activity. On ABC's This Week recently, Vice President-elect Dick Cheney said Bush would support campaign finance reform.
If it includes paycheck protection, for example. So there's a lot of work to be done in the whole area of campaign finance reform.
Some conservatives hope paycheck protection would be a poison pill. Unions would demand that Democrats vote against McCain-Feingold if paycheck protection is in it. But there may be a solution. Republican Senators Olympia Snowe of Maine and Jim Jeffords of Vermont wrote an amendment to McCain-Feingold in 1999 banning corporate and union-financed ads in the final 2 months of any campaign for federal office. Snowe Jeffords is likely to be included in the new version of McCain-Feingold.
That's something that I think people really haven't focused on.
Republican campaign finance lawyer Trevor Potter has been working with McCain's staff on the bill. He says the Snowe Jeffords language will change the dynamic by answering Republican concerns.
What they've called unilateral disarmament, because the Republican concern has been we get our money from corporations in the form of soft money and we spend it through our party committees, but the labor unions go out and spend it on their own. And what Snowe Jeffords does as part of the McCain-Feingold bill is to prevent labor unions from doing exactly that.
Advocates of campaign finance reform begin every Congress by saying the dynamic has changed. This time, the evidence is stronger than usual. In November, Democrat Maria Cantwell defeated Republican Senator Slade Gorton in Washington State.
I started this campaign by going around to all 39 counties in our state and saying that I was not going to take money from political action committees and was going to focus on reforming our system. And I think that there is going to be a message that's going to be loud and clear all the way from Washington State to Washington, D.C. You have to reform the political system and we have to bring about real change.
Gorton had been a sure vote against McCain-Feingold. He's one of five anti-reform Republicans who aren't coming back. Just one pro-reform Democrat lost. McCain has suggested he now has the 60 votes he'd need to block a filibuster. Here's another change. Democrats now get almost as much soft money as Republicans. The GOP continues to have a big advantage in small contributions, so-called hard money. So some conservatives wonder if it isn't time to get rid of soft money before the Democrats get even better at raising it. And then there's the president-elect. Marshall Whitman of the Hudson Institute says this could be the first test of Bush's pledge to work across the aisle.
It's easy to get bipartisanship for your own program. It's more difficult to deal with an initiative that comes from the other side, and that perhaps is a greater test of bipartisanship.
And if Bush doesn't go that route, he faces another question. whether he wants to start his reform-minded administration by vetoing a bill to reform the broken-down laws governing campaign cash. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.